it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, following the Banners' loss to Cork in the Munster hurling final last weekend, there was much talk about the lack of Clare support in Thurles, but we also heard about the plight of fans who claimed they were unable to get tickets on this programme. We were inundated with texts and phone calls about the issue of tickets. This coming Saturday, Clare will be in action again, and tickets are already reported to be quite scarce. I'm joined on the line this morning by Clare County Board Chairman Joe Cooney. Joe Cooney, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Joe, good to talk to you. The situation ahead of the Munster final was quite grim from a ticket perspective. I know that the county board expressed concern at the poor allocation. How are things ahead of this big game on Saturday?
Well, so just first of all, I'll go back to the Munster final. We would be hopeful that most of our supporters got tickets for that Munster final. It's a great occasion to have our two teams, our minors and our seniors, playing on the day of Munster final. And I'm not aware of any of our supporters. Some of our supporters had to go into the terraces, unfortunately, and could not get stand tickets on the day. But my belief is most of our supporters who were travelling to Thurles did get tickets on the day. As I say, maybe not the stand tickets they had preferred to give, but at least there was terrace tickets available up to the time of throwing at the senior match. So at least that was helpful. And in fairness, Clare GAA worked very well with the GAA clubs throughout the county to try and make sure all supporters did get tickets right up to Saturday night. As regards the coming weekend, again, you're right, Pat, there is terrace tickets online. Tickets did go on sale online on last Wednesday morning. Croke Park is this time just dealing with the tickets for the qualifier match in Party Cueve on Saturday. And there was a big demand for tickets. So they withdrew the tickets offline. Terrace tickets are available online. Both county boards, Clare County Board and Tipperary County Board have both been allocated a good number of tickets, and those tickets have been given out to the clubs at the moment, Pat.
Are we aware, Joe, whether the entire of the Clare allocation for the Munster final was actually taken up?
There was terrace tickets available up to Saturday evening. All stand tickets were definitely taken up, and there was a demand for stand tickets, as you said yourself, Pat. There was a big demand for tickets for the Munster finals.
Now, I know a number of people were texting us on the programme Monday and complaining that they couldn't get tickets, but other people were telling us that there were tickets available, and you just clarified that there yourself. Where can people get tickets generally for matches? We often hear available in shops and available online and so forth. Where are the main avenues for those tickets?
Again, Pat, it depends on the games it's on. When there's big games on, naturally enough, there's big demand for tickets. Munster Council and Croke Park would allocate the tickets online early, maybe a week, 2 weeks or 3 weeks before different games. In this situation, as I said to you, on Sasha's situation, tickets were online last Wednesday morning, stand tickets. Again, there was a major demand, and Croke Park withdrew the stand tickets, left terrace tickets online. Now those tickets have been given to Clare GAA, Tipperary GAA, and at the moment, them two counties have stand tickets, and those have been distributed through the clubs, and the clubs have been asked to get in the amount of tickets each club in our county want. I don't know what Tipperary are doing in our county, and those clubs have their number of tickets into Clare GAA, and those tickets have been given out, and hopefully we'll have enough of tickets for all the clubs this evening. They're given out between 6 to 7:30 in Clare GAA headquarters at Clare Abbey this evening. So we're hopeful there will be enough of tickets. There'll be stand or terrace tickets. We'll be hopeful there'll be enough available for all our supporters for the game on Saturday.
I wonder, Joe, are supporters actually aware of where they can get tickets?
They are indeed, because all secretaries of clubs in our county have been made aware since last Wednesday the tickets would be available on this evening at Clare GAA headquarters, and they've been asked to send in the number of tickets they require.
Okay.
And the same was done before the Munster final, and all clubs with the amount of tickets to look for at the start off did get those. Unfortunately, as we all know, our Clare Minors won a week before the Munster final, a week to 10 days, and there was a bigger demand for tickets then, and we've done our best to try and get those tickets out to the club when we had them available.
You'd be hopeful, Joe, that the entire allocation and more, hopefully, wherever they're sourced, will be taken up this weekend, and that people will travel to Páirc Uí for this very important game?
I do indeed. Lucas, we have great supporters. As you said, sometimes there's big supported matches depending on the level of the match. with massive support for the Munster final. There is a demand for tickets for the Saturday morning, and I can tell for Saturday afternoon's match. There is a big demand for tickets in the county and outside of the county. We would be hopeful our supporters will travel, and we would be hopeful we'll have tickets for all our supporters. We can guarantee them stand tickets. We can guarantee them terrace tickets. We'll be hoping both stand and terrace tickets will be available. I do know there is a big demand for tickets on Saturday. I mean, we've the Clare Minors and Clare Seniors in Páirc Uíomh on Saturday. It's a new development down there. We have not been in it before. So it is something really, we're probably going into the lines then. We're not aware of standing that. I believe it is an unbelievable facility down there. I believe the crowd is around 44,000. And again, it's something similar to Tullis. I believe about 20,000 of them are terrace tickets and around 24,000 are stand tickets. That's our belief at the moment, Pat.
Well, hopefully the fans will travel in their numbers to the hurling game on Saturday. If I can switch just for a moment, Joe, before I let you go to the whole football with talk over the weekend about the future of Colm Collins as senior football manager. Any word on that? Any update on that for us?
No, there's no updates at all. Look, as Colm Collins did talk to the players after the last to Mayo, and I want to compliment the footballers what they've achieved over the last couple of years. Colm has left it to the players, and we have spoke to Colm for a few minutes during the week. But again, Clare GAA will be sitting down with Colm in the next week or two, and we'll be having a chat with Colm, and hopefully Colm will continue in his role as senior football manager. But we will be sitting down with Colm and having a chat with that in the near future.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much for your time this morning. Clare County Board Chairman Joe Cooney speaking to us on Morning Focus.
Your opinion counts. Text Clare FM's Morning Focus, 086 1800 964.